rest of the story. Benjamin Harrison, 23rd President of the United States. You say you've heard of him. But have you heard of Ben's grandfather, William Henry Harrison? William Henry was our 9th president, and if his name is less familiar, it really shouldn't be, because you see, William Henry Harrison holds a number of records for the presidency. His 1840 campaign was the first to employ slogans and songs and symbols. He was the first president to draw more than 1 million votes. He was the first Whig president ever. His inaugural address, 1 hour and 40 minutes long, was the longest ever. He had more grandchildren, more great-grandchildren than any other president. So you see, William Henry Harrison's history, as well as his psychology, was to be there first with the most. Bill Harrison, as president, was first at something else also. And that is the rest of the story. Now, you know, Bill got his start in a 3-story brick mansion at Berkeley Plantation. His daddy had been a signer of the Declaration of Independence there after governor of Virginia. But while some young men would have been content to continue such an elegant lifestyle, Bill instead fought against the luxury into which he had been born. He became a soldier. And when Bill's future father-in-law asked him how he intended to support the young lady, Bill answered by saying, "My sword is my means of support." So the rip-roaring image of William Henry Harrison was well underway. Remember the slogan, Tippecanoe and Tyler too? That was from the 1840 presidential campaign of Bill Harrison and his vice president, John Tyler. But though perhaps less memorable were the more significant insignias of that campaign, Log Cabin and Hard Cider. Those were the symbols of the rough frontier beginnings that Bill Harrison longed for, though he never really had known any kind of life like that. So, for the lack of a hard-bitten macho heritage, Bill just created one. To rebel against the 3-story brick mansion and the vintage wines, Bill organized mammoth parades with log cabin floats, massive rallies with free-flowing cider, and with that approach, Bill won his tooth-and-nail tussle. He smashed Martin Van Buren at the ballot box. The contest was over, but the blood and thunder was not. Inauguration day, cold, damp, blustery. One of Harrison's horses had been described by John Quincy Adams as particularly mean-looking, so naturally Bill chose that mount to ride from the White House to the Capitol for the outdoor ceremony. After all, Bill was the victor. Also, a 68-year-old Don Quixote. Disregarding the pleas of staff and family that he wear a hat and a top coat, Bill Harrison made his triumphant ride to the Capitol, stood in the freezing rain for nearly 2 hours to deliver his all-time record-holding marathon address. What a man. What a man. Head cold. Pneumonia. 31 days later, he was dead. And now you know the rest of the story.